there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week, I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My passenger this week has been wowing us with his waltzes, hypnotising us with his heels, and giving us tens, tens, tens across the board for entertainment on Strictly. Tray tables down, window blinds up, Leighton Williams! This is the final boarding call for Leighton Williams. Final boarding call for Leighton Williams. Final boarding call, Leighton Williams. Leighton, 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 Leighton. Thank you. Well, look who we've got on board, Leighton Williams.
Hello, hello, hello.
Why have you chosen Alan Eyre?
Honestly, I'm actually a mega fan. I'm not even saying this, but genuinely, just want to, not to say that you're on in the background, child, but you know, just, you know, when I'm pottering, I like to fly Alan Carr.
Yeah, you do.
Alan Eyre. Oh, shit. Alan, I don't listen that well, do I?
Yeah, huge fan. Are you Leighton?
Oh, damn.
No, because people come on here and they clearly haven't heard it before.
I know,
and
that's
then
what
they
makes
go,
me laugh.
Oh, and I say we're on a plane, and they look at me like, what the fuck?
I'm just here to plug something.
Yeah, can I just go now? So listen, you are very kindly fitted us in because you're rehearsing for Strictly. Mm-hmm. Tell me everything. I know you can't say too much, yeah, but yeah. How are you feeling now?
Well,
are you aching?
Oh God, I literally changed just for you because if I turned up in my, it'd have been a lot actually. I keep getting told from the camera crew to like wear more clothes and I'm like,
this is Strictly.
Yeah, like this is where I feel comfortable. Like I've got like batty riders on, you know, I've obviously got everything together, got my jock strap on, darling. Thank
of
you.
Course.
It's BBC.
Yeah.
But like everything's nice and tight and right and together, but like
Come on, Strictly's known for that. You wear more clothes on Naked Attraction.
I think in the training room they're just like, can we just, you know, we're seeing a lot of things. And I'm like, okay, so I changed for you because I didn't want to scare you on your couch or maybe you're
not. Come on, you come around in a jock strap, the sequins.
Oh, but
have you cried though, because it is quite intense, isn't it?
Honestly, I just did a little bit of evening shopping yesterday, just grabbed a few bits, and I just felt just a few bits. I don't know why I had to accentuate that, the drama of it all, but I just like, I don't know the reason, but I just felt like I needed to cry and just had a moment. I was just like overwhelmed. I think it's the exhaustion, putting your body through that much exercise, like 8 hours a day, and it's just, yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
And also as well, you know, people don't realise what it's like. I did Celebrity Apprenticeship, and I know it's not the same as 8 hours in heels.
Because, this is not a video podcast. I was looking at on the sideways there.
No, listen, hear me out. I know it's not the same.
Yeah.
But I always used to laugh at those people who cried on the show like that. But we, it's really long hours. Mm. It was like 7 a.m. to like midnight. Mm. And Alan Sugar wanted me to go home and he went to me, why shouldn't I fire you? And I said,
I don't know why.
And I was crying, and I'm not even like, I don't even want a fucking job at his shitty company. But you know,
no, I feel you. It's a lot.
But he was like that, and he went, "You're fired." And I was like, "Fuck." I mean, but you do. It's a lot to take on. All eyes are on you.
All eyes are on you. And it's also very intense. The training room, I don't think people realize this. It's giving like cameras in the room a lot. Like I'd say 90% of the time. Mm. So like you're always kind of on, and you I'm kind of getting used to it now that they're always there. And listen, I love myself a camera. I'm actually a bit gutted that there's not one here. If no budget for that.
No budget for that.
Never mind.
You said you weren't coming in the jock strap. No jock strap, no camera. Let's start on OnlyFans.
You could make some good money.
I could not make any. I would be bankrupt.
A strange duo.
Can you imagine it?
Oh, God. But yeah.
So, no, you're enjoying it.
I'm loving it. Like, I did not think it would be as hard as it is, though. Like, no. I just thought, oh, you know, I've done a little bit of dancing, you know, I've done my musical theatre, whatever. Like, I'm saying this in my chest, like, I don't even mind admitting it now. Like, I did not think it was going to be as hard as it is.
No.
It's just not any of the principles or like the training that I know.
No. So and
like,
everyone goes, oh, he's danced before. I saw him do the Macarena in 1987.
Which is fair. Do you know what? Literally, I was at the coffee shop earlier and I was like, yeah, but you've been Billy Elliot. I was 12 years old, girl. Like, relax. And also, I play Billy Elliot. That doesn't mean if I auditioned for the Royal Ballet School, I would get in. They'd laugh me out the door. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's just playing a character within a character. So just relax on that front. Of course, I would. Do you know what I mean? Like, of course I'll have, you know, I'm used to being in a rehearsal room. Of course, I'm used to being on a stage. Of course, like I've done bits, so there's moments that will feel more comfortable. Mm. But my partner is pushing me, so he's going, if you can do some moves, then let's do some moves times 10.
Yeah,
and he's not messing about.
No, I know. Yeah, I can imagine. And I'm worried about the same sex thing here because they asked me to do Strictly, and I would do it, but I'm worried about dancing with a man and getting a lob on.
See, that is quite difficult. But I'm one of them people that if I know that you're not a bit of me, I'm not about you. Wait.
What?
Okay, let me rewind that. Because
Please do.
Okay, so basically, my partner is straight, so I know he doesn't want me.
Oh, really?
So that makes things so much come easier.
Is he really straight?
No, he actually is.
Because listen, spaghetti's straight until it gets into hot water.
Facts, but also I've got a man. And
oh,
like,
shit, sorry.
Do you know what I mean? So
Life's a Beach, really good research, as always.
No, it's new, though. Right. He's only been a soft launch on Instagram. So
oh, okay.
I think I just did a hard launch now, actually. I just posted on main grid, so. Oh, tags, though. No tags.
Okay, all right.
People
then.
Are weird.
Yeah. Oh, should I be buying a fascinator?
Let's not get too excited.
Okay. All right, well, let's
but
see.
But hopefully.
Yeah, oh, you know, never know. Okay, so listen, this is a travel I could talk about Strictly with you all bloody day, but all flight.
Mm-hmm.
I could talk about Strictly all flight, but we need to hear about your travel. Do you like travel? Do you enjoy travel? Where'd you go?
I love me a jolly.
Yeah.
And I will try and go as...
That's my doorbell. No, it's a church nearby. Where does Anna live? In a mansion.
Ooh, it is stunning. No, I love to travel for joy mostly. Mm. But obviously, if work can take me away, then I will take it. Mm. But if I do travel for work, I will go like, can I fly out 5 days before, please?
Oh,
I got to come back 5 days later because I'm very like, don't ask, don't get situation.
Yep,
so
yep,
I will push my luck. I'm not like wild traveller, but you know, I've been about.
Yeah, where did you go when you were a kid?
Oof. So I'm a newly travelled girl. So my mum, bless, you know, love my mum, shout out Michelle. But we didn't grow up with coins. We were very much so, you know, Haven, holidays.
Listen.
I had my first stage experiences at Haven Holidays. I was the star of A Star Is Born. That's why I knew that, you know, things were going to hopefully be iconic.
So thanks to Haven Holidays that you've become a star.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Do you know what? Yeah, shout out to Haven Holidays.
Hey, listen, I love a Haven Holiday.
Well, actually, one night I smashed it. It was like, and I got a bit cocky the year after. So I won this competition. Yeah.
How did you win the
it
competition?
It was called A Star Is Born. I just went up there. I said, I'm singing a bit of MJ. We'll give you a bit of Jackson 5.
Oh.
Killed it. The next year, and I can say that with my chest because now I'm about to let you know what really went down. So then the next year, I'm like, well, let me just snatch this trophy again. And then I think it was like, oh my God, it's so embarrassing. I really thought I was doing something. So I was like, they didn't have my song in the book. You know, you usually have a karaoke book, and if they don't have your song, it's like, yeah. Oh. So I said, do you know what? I'll sing a cappella.
Oh, no.
So do not escalate.
My toes have actually curled over
when
with this.
The world leaves you feeling blue. It's just all going, you can count. Everyone's clicking, yay. Oh, but then it's, I got you and you got me so rich. I was a goner. So I'm like 13, 14, so my voice is already going. Yeah. Anyway. I sing in the start in the wrong key, and it just climbs. I could just see my mum watching me like, what the fuck are
so
you doing?
You never really reached the stars.
So,
you were clinging.
Yeah, I was clinging onto that star. That 20, whatever. I don't even know. I must have been like 12, 30. It was just, you know.
Oh, no.
No, this is pre me actually being a professional. Yeah, so maybe I was like 10.
Right. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I get
I'm trying to give myself some grace.
No. And then where did you go on? Did you ever go on the gay holidays? Obviously, we all came out as gay. And then all of a sudden went to Mykonos.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard how much hummus is there?
Oh, no. I imagine being a vegan there. That's all I can eat. So
£65.
Oh,
Mykonos. Mykonos, get a grip. I am not going
chips.
There.
Chips. And they came out as crisps.
Oh, no.
Do you know, I'm not even in America right now. So why are you trying to be American?
I know. Mykonos.
I just wanted chips and a bit of hummus. Yeah. And I literally paid about 200 doulas for it or whatever. What currency is
that? Someone paid 65 euros for a tub of hummus. I mean, they're taking the piss, aren't they? That is too much.
It's too much. So, I've done that. I did that with one of my
exes. Sitges. You go to Sitges?
Which one's that?
The one near Barcelona.
Oh, yeah. With a little...
Yeah.
Why am I whispering? I'm trying to be a real girl, but you know, she's got membership. I'm real until I'm not.
I know we sound like wankers, but that Soho Beach House is nice.
Come on, it is nice.
So nice.
But you know what? It's too nice to check in, not use it all day, and then have, 3 hours sleep, and then check out. And I said, what's the point in staying here? I literally opened the curtains and I was like, oh, well, that's a nice view that I didn't get to see because I was partying in Barcelona till 8 a.m. Do you know what I mean? So next time, maybe I should book it, stay in it, order some room service, and just stay put.
Yeah,
love a bit of Sitges, did a bit of Mykonos. I've not done the Gran Canaria vibes yet. I feel like I'd be a bit scared. I'd get you.
I get scared of Gran Canaria.
Yeah.
People said to me, oh, Alan's to steer clear of the dunes. Yeah, I was like, well, I can't be seen in the dunes. Everyone's got a camera these days.
God. I actually got a boat. I got a boat from Barcelona to Sitges. I was like, let me do a little romantic thing. Well, anyway. We don't know how it goes, you know. Yeah. You put so much effort in, but you know, that was a past moment, and you know, we don't dwell. Anyhow, I was on the boat, and it was so lovely, and da 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 da. And I just, there's some figures in that rocks over there, but you know what was going down. There was a few men having a very good time. Some were squatting, some were stood, some were in compromising positions. And I just thought, well, after we pulled in and pulled back out again, I thought, no, I didn't. No, I can't say that.
No,
I genuinely didn't.
No, that's
I would
good.
Never
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, and you just
I just thought, they look like they're having fun.
You grabbed your pearl.
I said, disgusting.
Disgusting. What, circled
but
twice.
Looked fun. But I thought, I did go, can you get a bit closer? Can you get a bit closer?
Higher, look this way.
I did want to get a little bit closer look, but fair play. Yeah. Get your life, get your rocks.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that is, yeah.
To the passenger in row C, I don't mind you dancing in the aisles, but can you stop doing the American smooth along the wings? It's getting on my tits.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Have you ever had a holiday romance?
I have had I've had a few, actually.
Oh, yeah. I've never had any.
Wait, I think it's easy for people like us, though, because you can go away and, you know, no one gives...
Cares. People expect us to be slags.
Yeah, well, but also nobody gives a damn. Like, hopefully, if there's not Brits abroad, that's what I find. I feel like, oh, my God, I'm away, like, da-da-da. It's like, Oh, you want to tell her? And I'm like, oh, God.
I know. And if we've all had those slaggy holidays and, no one knows me over here. And, oops, I forgot to pack my morals. And you know what I mean?
No, mine would tend to try and be a local moment. And I like to let my hair down a little bit more when I'm away.
Of course you do. You know what I mean? I bet you've skinny dipped.
I've skinny dipped.
Karaoke?
Oh, I don't like to do that, really. Because also, somebody who's a performer, like, if I'm getting on the carrier, very trauma, having holidays. But if I'm getting on the mic, you're expecting me to be good? And who wants to listen to somebody just be amazing?
Oh, yeah. There's always one person in karaoke and
there's
too well.
Good.
Yeah,
it's just
like start it off. And then you get the ones who do Whitney. Don't do Whitney. No, don't. There's only one Whitney.
Yeah.
It's you just ain't gonna
You're never gonna cut it, and like it's not really entertaining in a pub setting like that.
No,
listening to somebody be amazing, it's like, oh, well, show off.
Yeah.
So basically, I don't do it because I'm too good.
Oh my God.
That's a half joke, obs. Yeah.
What is your travel pet hate? What do you hate? It can be with a hotel and all that.
I think if things just
I'll tell you mine. Yeah. I hate it when you go up to the room and they tell you what the taps are. This is hot, this
I'm like,
is
piss
cold.
Off, I just want to get to it.
Yeah, this is yeah. the window.
Because they're waiting for a tip, aren't they?
I know.
And then you forget, that cringes me out when I've not
because
got
I
cash.
Because I ain't got cash as well. And then they look at you the whole holiday like you're fucking Ebenezer Scrooge. You're like, I haven't got...
It's awkward. It's when they bring your luggage for you. And I'm like, no, don't worry, because I know you're going to take an hour. I want my luggage straight away so I can have a shower, so I can jump into the pool and
get
start.
To Sitges.
And also, if you'll
get me jogs.
Get back to that rock.
Get my bumless trousers on and get out there. No.
But truly, and also, you're waiting there, potentially if it's with your significant other as well, and I'm just looking at the bed like, can you get out?
Yeah.
Because that's the first point of call.
I know, and then they're showing you, this is the light switch, that's a bed, that's a...
I can figure that one out.
Yeah, that's a toilet.
Until they leave, and then I've... Can't order room service.
And then you're like, what's the Wi-Fi again? You did say, but I'll get out my room.
Yeah, I guess bits like that really get annoying. When I'm about...
Smelly room? Do you like a smelly room? What about a room near the lift? Ping!
Or I will ask, I don't mind. And do you know what? I must say I'm pretty good when it comes to like chirps in. I know the right people to just, hey... Oh my God, how are you? Yeah, I'm good. Listen, and I'll start like this. I'm like, listen, no worries if not, but like, I've got a lot to celebrate this week, and have you got anything that we could potentially upgrade to? Like, I'm happy to, I don't want to break the bank. But is there, and if you give them a little to and fro and charm that, it's just like, hey, oh, you look gorgeous. Like, and then I'll come in with the kill.
You are.
And honestly, honestly, 9 times out of 10, I'm in the suite penthouse top floor. And this
Does
is me.
Does that work though?
Oh my God, I've done it so many times, even in the UK especially, because you can really.
Yeah.
Hey babe, and I always know if someone's slightly like into it or not.
I need to be a bit more like that because sometimes I'll say, look, I'll even throw in a selfie, and they're like, definitely no.
No, I think honestly, don't ask, don't get. Like, who? What's it to them? Do you know what I mean?
I know.
Molly on the desk. If the room's free, the room's free.
Yeah.
Give him the suite.
And you'll do a nice little Instagram
give a
post.
Story, say thank you so much. It was gorgeous.
I can't believe it. Hashtag live my best life.
Yeah.
All that.
Hashtag live left late. Thank you. Bye. Little plug. That's my home account. Thank you.
But do you complain though? Do you complain, or do you turn a complaint like you just said? Oh, you turn a complaint into
it. I turn it back around. I go, so I had it the other day. I think just a restaurant, but it happens away as well. But like, we did wait for an hour and a half. Like, would you want to pay for your food if it came out an hour and a half later?
I love
switch
that.
Switch around. Don't
God,
get
you're
them angry.
Mind game. This is mind game.
Wait, is this toxic?
Would you want to pay that?
Would you like it if your coffee came out when it was cold and you didn't ask for it to be cold? And then if they're like, oh, actually no, then it's like, well, you've just answered the question for yourself then, my love.
Shit.
This one is on the house. Boom.
You are, do you know what? You're like a very camp Martin Lewis.
Oh, yeah, too. Maybe I should start a little something.
You
so
should do that,
love,
show.
You walk up to the desk, you say, hey, my love. Ooh.
Normally, it shows about how you can save money on your gas bill. Actually, how you can get the penthouse suite.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. It's just a wink and a nudge and, yeah, there's a few things.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. I'm Shanice. your trolley dolly. Okay, girls. I am serving panini. No, I'm literally serving panini. Do you want it hot or cold? Okay, thanks, darling.
Are you quite adventurous with the old food?
Oh, I do, but, well, I'm an annoying vegan, so I say this,
oh, my God, how do you cope when you go, like, abroad, like, someone, like, do you ever been to Vietnam, which is, they don't even understand veganism. Well, they're like, you are.
Not Vietnam, but I did go to Thailand, but that was pre-veganism, thank goodness.
Why did you become a vegan?
I just stupidly watched a load of documentaries, and this was after I did a food shop, like a proper big one as well.
Oh, no.
So I looked at my fridge and I thought... See ya.
Apparently that cowspiracy one.
If you don't want to give up...
They said you'll never have milk again.
I didn't. Literally not look back. That was 2016. So if you don't want to know, just don't watch it. And also just
but
for my body
I
as well.
I feel I should. Did your body change when you gave up dairy?
Oh my God. It's more not necessarily the look of it, but just the feel. Like, so like this week with like how much I'm training and dancing... Back in the day, I used to be... You'd touch me, I'd be like, ah! I was just always so sore, and it would take a long time for my body to recover. Now, because I've, you know, hopefully got whatever needs to be in my body... then, you know, it doesn't hurt as much.
Now, isn't that funny? Because we're the only mammals that still have the milk, isn't it?
I call it baby calf's growing milk. There's no need for us. We ain't growing into cows.
Okay, so vegan. See, that is a struggle.
It's a bit annoying when you're away. Yeah. Sometimes I just don't have a clue. And listen, I'm not no saint. Like, sometimes I find it quite selfish of me as well. So if I'm with other people, I'm not always going to a restaurant that I want to go to. So I'm like, you know what? Let's just pick somewhere and I'll make do and I'll get a salad and some chips or whatever. Shoot me down if this mayo or this sauce has a little bit of cam in it.
Yeah.
Ignorance is sometimes bliss. I just need to live.
Yeah, you can't get too militant.
Do you know what I mean? Because if really we were that militant, I wouldn't be able to go anywhere because something's got some trace of animal. So
yeah.
Do you know them bitches that be like, avocado, shut up.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it moving.
I don't, and I know I'm going to get letters. Yeah. Honey, I don't understand, honey. Oh, the bees are not doing anything
It looks like they're having fun.
Yeah, I've just
completely ruined any possibility of me doing, like,
you're a good thing. I will say it. Yeah. I feel, honey, come on.
Yeah.
Please. I get the cows and I get it's awful the way they treat them all and all that. But fucking honey, please give me something.
Honey.
Give me something. So we got that. So where do you go for sexy time in the world? Where would you say, you know, you'd take someone? Do you like Paris, Rome, or do you like going?
Ooh, I do love Paris.
That's nice.
Yeah, I do love Paris. Been there a few times. It is a little bit bait though, isn't it? So do you know what?
What do you mean? What?
But, it's just like the obvious.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like we're going to Paris, get on the Eurostar.
Let's get a lock. And I'm like trying to cut off all the ex-boyfriends' locks that I've been there with. Do you know what I mean? Like, Leighton Ann. So it's just like, I like to create new memories, new places, but I am very much so like, you know, make new memories as well. So
yeah,
I don't mind revisiting, especially in Europe. It's so easy just to dash, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
But I do love... I just was at farmhouse this weekend and I know it's, you know, one of them bougie places, but I'm sorry, it's just like heaven on earth. You can properly unwind, relax before like a mad run. You don't need to go away. But I would say like if I'm hopping, I think a cute Spain. It's just right there.
Yeah.
My mate's got a place in near Malaga, actually. It's called Nechaha. Torox.
Pardon?
You know, Torox. Neha. I'm saying it with an accent to try. I did a couple of Spanish lessons, but don't quote me because I can. Oh my God, I was there in July and I was really. It was just in like a few Julys ago, but July is specific for this story. And I was really in my Spanish bag. I'd just done my lesson, so I was feeling like, you know, a little bilingual queen. And after I'd done, she asked me a question and didn't really understand it. So I just was like, I wanted to say like, don't worry. Thank you. But I just said, Feliz Navidad.
Oh my God. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas in July. Feliz Navidad.
Oh, my
God. For God's sake. So she looked at me sideways and I was like, okay, maybe I need to get back to my lessons. Feliz Navidad.
So tell us one place you've been that is like been a disappointment. We're not naming, not country shaming here. We're all full of love.
We're not shaming.
So has there been a place that's been, not slagging off, but just a bit disappointing?
I was thinking about this, but if... I've got to say, I've not been that disappointed when I've, done booked a holiday before. Mm. I think I was a little bit disappointed. I went to a place in Italy before, and the food is just like not what you think it's gonna be like. It's weird, like you. I'm just wanting a cheesy garlic bread.
Yeah, but they don't do all that there.
Do you know what I mean? And I want a carbonara, or I want like a pesto pasta.
No.
And it's just weird. It's not like, shut, Ciabella. But do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Like,
yeah.
It wasn't because you go for that Italian food and that.
Yeah, but you're going for the Americanized food. Like, yeah, you get no lasagna naughty. Over there. You try and get a lasagna. I've been in Tuscany all summer with a... Amanda Roden, you try and get some bloody lasagna. No, it's all fish and veg. And that's why they're all bloody skinny and fit.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, why are they so fat? Why are they not having... They eat the deep crust pizza and the lasagna. They don't.
No, they don't.
They're having a lovely bit of fish and some steamed veg.
They do like separate bits. Like, it's a bit like...
And of course, they have sorbet. I want the ice cream.
Oh, yeah. See, I only get
Give
sorbet.
Give me a Viennetta. I only want a Viennetta.
Yeah. It's like if you go to India and you're asking for a korma. Yeah. They're like, what? Probably. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I did have a little disaster.
I had an interesting story. You might not find this interesting. But you know Balti? Do you know it means bucket? It's Balti. The Indians made up Balti. It's their little in-joke that, you know, it's like...
Taking the mickey out of us?
Yeah, because Balti, it means bucket. It's like a bucket of curry.
We're just laughing stock to this point. Isn't our, like English... traditional dish or something like a chicken tikka. Like, yeah, it's like,
yeah.
Get yourself a personality. Do you know what I mean? Like, come on. Yeah. So yeah, that annoys me when I expect, it's expectations. I like to leave expectations at the door because honestly, if I have low expectations in life and you're not going to think something's going to be fab, then at least when I turn up and it is a pile of shite, I'm not sad about it.
Just
like this podcast.
Just beautiful, yeah. Into a tattoo. And I've got to, where's the most decadent place you've stayed? I mean, from what you sounded like, it sounds like you could easily get into the penthouse of anywhere.
No, I didn't actually hustle my way into this one, I've got to say. But I booked it was Mykonos, it's got to be. Yeah. No, when you've got that, your own infinity. I've never had it when I've had my own infinity pool. And
you're
like,
not in Haven's Holidays anymore now, love. You can hit all those wrong notes from Reach for the Stars. No one can hear you.
When the world lets lay in my jacuzzi singing away. Yeah, that was pretty... That was pretty nice. Fab.
Wow. Yeah. Fabulous.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Well, listen, we're about to start our descent. Time for the quick fire round. Okay. Mojito or mint tea?
Mojito.
Speedo or no?
No.
You're joking me.
What do you mean?
I thought you'd love a Speedo.
Oh, wait, I thought you meant as in naked.
What?
I thought you meant like...
You wouldn't even wear a Speedo. This is how old and insecure I am. I'm thinking Speedo. You'll be like,
No. It's the next one, isn't it? Skinny dipping. So, see, I am a fan.
Yeah, you are a
but
fan.
But start
you
again.
Okay.
Speedos.
Speedo or no?
Speedos.
Oh, my God. Mile High or, ooh, I'm too shy.
I've not done it, but a
you
Mile
wanna
High,
do it.
Let's
it's on
go,
your bucket
please.
List. Wicked.
Yeah.
Taj Mahal or Taj Mahal?
Taj Mahal. I love to get around.
Oh, that's good for you.
I love
you.
Exploring.
And last but not least, tip them or fuck them.
Always tip them because you never know when you're going to be back and you need the penthouse suite.
Fantastic. Thank you, Leighton. If you'd like to go and pick your emotional baggage from the carousel.
Thank you.
That was so much fun.
Yes.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Thank you, Leighton. That was so much fun. And keep on wowing us on Strictly. Next week is pop legend Rick Astley. He's never going to give you up. And I'm never going to give you up, my lovely listeners. Don't forget, life's a beach.